One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
This is the podcast where the dark and creepy things we don't talk about discover a voice. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Picture this. You're in your dream home, ready to start a new chapter of your life. You've just married the love of your life, and there's a baby on the way. It's a time that should be filled with joy and excitement, but instead, a dark presence seems to lurk around every corner, waiting for the perfect moment to make itself known. This is the reality for one man whose haunted home has turned into a battleground he never saw coming. What began as strange, almost playful occurrences, doors opening on their own, electronic devices moving without explanation, has now escalated into something far more sinister. A child's voice in an empty room, shadows dancing at the edge of vision, and the suffocating feeling that something unseen is watching, waiting. But here's the twist. As his wife's pregnancy progresses, so does the intensity of the haunting. Arguments between the couple seem to fuel the activity, and the once skeptical wife is now terrified, fleeing to her mother's house to escape the spooky feeling that has taken over their home. Is this the spirit of a child who once played in the basement, or is it something much darker? Can faith, prayer, and a blessing protect a family from whatever lurks in the shadows? Or is this just the beginning of a haunting that has plans of its own? Stay with us as we uncover a story filled with fear, faith, and the fight to keep a family whole. Dear Tony, it's been a while since I've submitted a story. Mostly because life has been so hectic with work and everything else. But no matter how busy things get, the strange occurrences in my house have continued, and in some ways, they've become even more unsettling. For those who haven't heard my earlier stories, my house has had its share of paranormal activity ever since I moved in. But let me tell you, things have taken a turn, and I'm more worried than ever. My wife and I got married a little over a year ago, and leading up to the wedding, the activity in the house intensified. Doors would swing open or slam shut on their own, electronics would move, and there was something, maybe more than one thing, obsessed with the garage door and the door that connects the garage to the house. Strangely, it didn't bother me too much back then, and even our house guests who noticed things seemed more intrigued than scared. We just brushed it off, thinking it was one of those things you learn to live with. After the wedding, things seemed to quiet down. I even thought the house blessing I had done was working. My wife and I were adjusting to married life, and the house felt more normal, though I always had a nagging feeling that something wasn't quite right. Still, there were no major incidents for a while, but then came the news that changed everything. We found out 3 months ago that we're expecting our first child. That's when the activity started up again. And this time, it felt different. It felt personal. At first, the disturbances were small. We'd hear doors creak open or slam shut, see shadows moving at the edges of our vision, or hear faint noises that made us both stop and listen. My wife, who had never really believed in ghosts, decided to convert our basement into her study area to prepare for the baby's arrival. Before the house was blessed, the basement was a place where I'd seen flashes of light, and what I swore was the shadow of a child near the closet. But my wife loved it down there. She thought it was bright, warm, and inviting, and she couldn't understand why I'd been so uneasy about it before. That is, until her pregnancy began to progress. Suddenly, the basement didn't feel so friendly anymore. She started hearing noises down there, whispers and thumps that she couldn't explain. She told me that she always felt like someone or something was watching her. The worst part was the smell. Her sense of smell has become heightened because of the pregnancy, and she'd sometimes get hit with the odor of something rotting, like garbage or decaying flesh. I tried everything to make it go away. Air fresheners, carpet cleaner, you name it. Sometimes I could smell it too, but more often than not, it was only her who noticed. Eventually, she couldn't stand it anymore and moved her study area up to the kitchen. But even in the kitchen, she felt uneasy. She'd hear footsteps upstairs when she knew no one was there, and once she swore she heard children playing and laughing. Even though our house backs up to a quiet, wooded area with no kids nearby. I've heard those voices too, but I haven't told her everything. I don't want her to think I'm crazy, and I don't want to make her even more frightened. What really scares me is how the activity seems to ramp up when we argue. As her pregnancy has progressed, we've been getting into more fights, which I know is partially due to the stress and hormones. But every time we fight, it feels like something in the house comes to life. Shadows move more frequently, doors open and close on their own, and there's a heaviness in the air. A few days ago, after one particularly bad argument, my wife stormed out, saying she couldn't take living in this spooky house anymore. She's been staying at her mother's house ever since, and we're trying to work things out. But I can't help feeling that whatever is in this house enjoys the tension and feeds off it. Today alone, several things happened that have left me rattled. Both of my garage doors opened on their own, and when I went out to close them, they opened again minutes later. When I came home from work, the door leading from the garage into the house was wide open, even though I know I'd locked the knob. It wasn't deadbolted, but it should have been shut. And then, the door opened on its own twice while I was home. On top of that, I kept hearing footsteps upstairs, mostly in the room we've started turning into the baby's nursery. Even as I'm typing this, I hear noises around the house, and I swear something just moved in the kitchen. Tony, it's hard to explain the growing sense of dread I feel, especially with our baby on the way. My fear isn't just for my own safety anymore, but for my family's, especially my unborn child. It's almost as if the entity or whatever is in our house knows that a new life is coming, and it's reacting to that in some way I can't fully understand. And then I mentioned earlier that the previous owner had told me some unsettling details about the house. During our conversations, he shared that his kids loved playing in the basement, and they even had an imaginary friend they would talk to. He told me the story so casually, like it was normal, but it has haunted me ever since. I've always been a devout Catholic, and I'm convinced that whatever this presence is, it's not the spirit of a child. I believe it's something darker, something pretending to be innocent. I've made it clear time and time again that my faith in God is strong and that this thing has no power over me, but I can't help feeling a deep, unsettling fear. With my wife gone, I found myself trying to do everything I can to protect our home. I've started working on the baby's room, painting and remodeling, hoping that making the space feel warm and inviting will bring positive energy into the house. But the more progress I make, the more I feel like I'm being watched. I'm planning to have the house re-blessed, and I'm thinking about placing crucifixes in every room. My faith has always been important to me, but I've never felt the need to rely on it this heavily before. The most unsettling part is the connection between the activity and our arguments. I've started to notice that our fights are often over small, trivial things, but they blow up into full-blown conflicts. It feels unnatural, almost as if something is amplifying our emotions and feeding off our negativity. The day my wife stormed out, calling the house spooky and saying she didn't want to live here anymore, I knew we were dealing with more than just a few bumps in the night. This entity seems to thrive on discord, and I can't let it tear my family apart. I haven't told my wife everything that's been happening. She's already frightened, and I'm worried that sharing more details would push her further away. But at the same time, I feel guilty for keeping things from her. This house is supposed to be our home, a safe place where we can raise our child, and I won't let whatever is haunting us drive us away. Still, I'm at a loss. I don't know if I should open up to her about all the occurrences or continue trying to handle it on my own. I've reached out to a friend of mine who is a priest at the hospital where I work. He's a Jesuit, and he's intrigued by the events I've described. He's offered to come over and perform another blessing, and I'm holding on to hope that it will bring some peace back to our home. But part of me is terrified that this isn't just a simple haunting. What if this is something more serious, like an infestation? I've done my research, and while I haven't found definitive proof of anything horrific happening here, the story about the child who supposedly drowned in our backyard pool still lingers in my mind. I'm praying that we can find some sort of resolution, and I'm clinging to my faith like never before. But every day, the fear grows, and I'm desperate for any advice or help that could protect my family. I don't know where this is coming from or why it's happening, but I refuse to let it win. If you or anyone listening has any thoughts, I'm all ears. I just want to keep my wife, my unborn child, and our home safe. Thank you for listening, Tony. Your show has given me a sense of community, and right now I need all the support I can get. Sincerely, Matthew. Matthew's story is a sobering look at how the paranormal can seep into the very foundation of a family's life, testing not only the boundaries of fear, but also the strength of relationships. Imagine being a soon-to-be father, ready to welcome a new life into the world, only to have the joy of that moment overshadowed by an unseen, uninvited presence that seems to thrive on discord and chaos. It's a haunting reality that many would struggle to comprehend, let alone face head on. The details Matthew shared, the garage doors opening on their own, the sound of footsteps in the baby's nursery, and the unsettling smell that only his pregnant wife can detect, paint a picture of a haunting that's far from benign. But what stands out most is the way the entity seems to feed off their arguments, almost relishing in their emotional turmoil. It raises the question, can negative energy truly empower a spirit? Or is it simply a case of heightened emotions making the activity feel more intense? What's particularly chilling is the mention of the imaginary friend that the previous owner's children had. Imaginary friends can be innocent, but in cases like this, you have to wonder if something malevolent is disguising itself to get closer to the most vulnerable. Matthew's Catholic faith gives him strength, but even the most devout can find themselves tested when faced with the unknown. His decision to bring in a Jesuit priest for a second blessing shows his resolve, but the uncertainty still hangs in the air. The idea that this could be more than a simple haunting, that it might be an infestation or something darker, makes the stakes even higher. Matthew's story reminds us of the power of faith, family, and the fight to protect what we hold dear. And while the outcome remains uncertain, one thing is clear. The strength of a parent's love and the will to defend their home is a force that even the supernatural should not underestimate. For those of you listening, this story is a powerful example of how real and frightening these experiences can be. If you've ever faced something similar, or if you have advice for Matthew, don't hesitate to reach out. Sometimes knowing you're not alone can make all the difference. Stay safe, stay strong, and as always, keep your faith close. You never know when you might need it.
Want more Ghost Stories of the Paranormal? Press subscribe now wherever you get podcasts. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day, all year long. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.